Well, we're back. It's been almost a month, but I'm back here on Jackson Share Sports Radio 2024, wishing you all a happy and healthy new year. It's January 1st of 2024. Can't believe I'm saying that. Wow, it's been a great ride for this podcast, and I can't wait to continue it. I know it's been very spotty in terms of consistency, in terms of uploads, but we're going to get back into it. I'm here to discuss today the college football playoff. We've got the Michigan Wolverines taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide in the Rose Bowl at 5 p.m. today. We'll talk about the lines and everything in a couple minutes. That's in Pasadena in the Classic Rose Bowl in California. Then we've got at 8:45, the Texas Longhorns go and take on the Washington Huskies in Caesars Superdome, the Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana. We'll talk about favorites again, but that game is at 8:45. So I will give you, let's start with the Alabama Crimson Tide game, who I think is going to win and why, who are the key players. So just to start things off, I think Bama, you know, there's just a reason that they're underdogs. You know, obviously Michigan is a very high-powered team. They've got a lot of good defense. I think the defense is their best part of their team. You know, no offense to Blake Corum and that entire offensive unit, because they've done amazing things all year. And I really think it's, you got to give your hat off to, take your hat off to the defense. The points against is 9.5, which is first in all of college football. That is why they are the number one team in the entire nation. They have not allowed more than 9.5 points. They're allowing 9.5 points per game. Iowa, they allowed nothing. Ohio State is a different story because they're Ohio State, but Maryland was also a close game. I think this is going to be a lot closer than people think. I think this game is going to come down to the last drive or two, but I think Bama edges this one out, and I'll give you my keys to the game really quick. I think, you know, the over-under opened at 46.5. I think it's 45.5. I think it's going to go under no matter what. I think it's going to be a 24-20 game. Bama's going to sneak this one out 24-20. I think it's going to be really low scoring, and I don't think anyone's expecting that low scoring of a game, but I think Jalen Milroe is going to be able to get the ball out in key situations. He's going to be able to get it out to Burton, Jermaine Burton, their number one target. I think he's going to be the main guy in this entire offense. He's going to be my key on the offensive side. And obviously the addition of Jace McClellan, their number one running back, he's back this week. He's going to be the key to this game for Alabama. In terms of Michigan, well, in terms of Alabama defensively, I think it's going to be how much pressure can they get on J.J. McCarthy, because he has been, I mean, he hasn't thrown the ball at all these last couple weeks. And it's clear, you know, he hasn't thrown a passing touchdown in almost four weeks, you know, a month, obviously, because of this break, but he hasn't thrown in a couple games. So I think it's going to be huge for all these massive defensive tackles on the defensive line for Alabama. Can they get their hands on him? Can they get their hand on the ball? Can they get after J.J. McCarthy? My answer to that is yes. And I think the Alabama Crimson Tide will cover this 2-point spread. I think they're going to win this game outright. And I think you're better off taking the under and the Alabama money line in this game. So, folks, that's my take on this game. I think Blake Corum is going in terms of Michigan, Blake Corum is going to be the key to this game. Roman Wilson, I mean, honestly, it's going to be anyone's game for Michigan's receiving core. Colston Loveland could also be a huge addition. But I think it's going to be Blake Corum. I think he's the main guy that Michigan's going to rely on. And I think Bama knows that going into the game. And that's why I think Bama is going to win this game. I think Jalen Milroe will pick apart this defense, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than you think. My final score prediction, like I said, 24-20, Alabama takes this one. But I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. So moving on, I know everyone has New Year's stuff to do. I think we've got the Washington Huskies and the Texas Longhorns. It was a bit of a disrespectful line, I can't lie. You know, Washington's been underdogs the entire year, especially in the Oregon game where they just destroyed Oregon. That line was 9.5 points, and they just destroyed that line. They actually won that game outright. They won 34-31, and they haven't lost a game this year. So just to put that in perspective, they haven't lost a game this year. And I really think that this team is really special and talented. And I think Penix, you know, back in his senior season, he was amazing at Indiana. He's been amazing in Washington. It's his senior season. He's got 33 touchdowns, 4,200 yards passing this year. And I think Rome Udunze is going to be the key for the Washington Huskies. Can he get open? Can he break apart from this Texas defense? I think defensively, Texas is probably the second most sound team. They are defensively sound, and I think they have a lot of firepower on this defensive side of the ball. I mean, honestly, allowing only 17.5 points per game, they're 13th in the nation. It's going to be a close game, you know, and I think it's four points was the opening line. It's now 3.5, or now it's back to 4, excuse me. I think it's going to be a huge defensive battle, but I think it's going to come down. Personally, the defense is going to be huge in this game. Is it going to come down to Xavier Worthy and Quinn Ewers? Can Quinn Ewers get the ball to select receivers? I mean, Penix has clearly outplayed Ewers this year, almost getting close to doubling his touchdowns, and he's got almost 1,000 more yards passing, which is incredible. So can Xavier Worthy break out in space? Can Rome Udunze just go off? But I think the key for the run game is Dylan Johnson. This is my key player of the game. Remember this name, Dylan Johnson. He is my key to the game for the Washington Huskies. If they are going to win this game, he needs to go off. He's averaging 5.5 yards per carry. I think he's going to have to run the rock as much as possible. If they want to win this game, he's going to be the key player. Penix, I mean, he's going to have a lot of pressure in his face. Texas has a huge defensive line, and their cornerbacks are their secondary is all right, but the defensive line is really where they get their strength, this Texas defense. So I think it's going to be a huge game at the defensive line, a battle of the trenches. Can Washington's offensive line, A, give Penix time to make some throws downfield, but give Dylan Johnson large holes to run through and get into the end zone? My answer to that, so-so. I think it's possible for a couple series and a couple drives, but I don't think it's going to be happening a lot today. And I think Quinn Ewers is going to find Xavier Worthy and Adonai Mitchell. I think those two guys on Texas's team, they're really talented. They're deep threats. They're special players. And I think they're going to break out on this Washington defense. And that's why I think Texas is going to take this game. And I think defensively, Texas is going to destroy the Huskies. I think the offensive line of Washington is great, but then again, I don't think Penix is ready for the moment. And I've been saying this all year. I'm not sure that he's ready for the big stage, the big moment, the big bright lights of the Sugar Bowl, where they've got the entire country watching the game. I think Ewers has been in more tightly contested games this season. And I think with that experience, Ewers and the Texas Longhorns are going to take this game. I think it's going to be a field goal game. If I had to put a number on it, I would say 27-24. No, we're actually going to change that. 30-27. Longhorns take this game 30-27. And I think in terms of the national championship game, I think it's going to be Bama versus Texas. And I think Bama gets them in this rematch. I think Bama is going to be the national champions of this year. So these are obviously some bold predictions, but listen, you know, that's what I'm here for. I got to make some predictions. I got to let you guys know what I'm thinking. This is what I think. Bama, the Alabama Crimson Tide, you give Nick Saban a month to prepare for this game and you don't expect him to have anything. He is going to have many game plans for this. He's going to be running Madden plays out here. He is as prepared as they get. And I think Nick Saban, with that experience and the seven national champions, that they've won, the championships that he's won in his time, they're going to do it again. I think Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Thank you so much for listening to Jackson Share Sports Radio, and I appreciate you listening. As always, 2024, I look forward to an amazing year, and let's keep this going. I'll see you in the next podcast. Peace out.